The Yellow Brick Road ends at the Plano Center for Hummer Ticket Stock 2005, February 18th and 19th. Brought to you by Noritz America and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
All right, we are wrapping up for today. Big Dick Hunter is here now.
Hello, Hardline.
Hi there.
See that Jamie Foxx interview right there? I sat right where that big fat Star Jones is sitting talking to him. That's where Rick James' wake was. That's like his piano room, and then there's a big balcony and stuff.
Where's that at?
In L.A.
I know, but is it in a hotel or something?
No, that's his house.
Yeah, Rick James' house?
No, that's Jamie Foxx hosted Rick's wake after the funeral.
Oh.
So that's where we were at Jamie Foxx's house there. That's like
so you've been in that very room, huh?
That very room. Matter of fact, he was playing the piano, stood around the piano.
Well, I guess this E! Channel doesn't have anything better to do than just roll with Golden Globe stuff all day long today, huh?
I'm really wondering what they're going to do tomorrow.
They'll rerun this for 2 or 3 days, probably.
You think?
Yeah.
All right, what do you got here?
Tonight at 8:10, we announced the return of our most successful contest of 2004. Last year at Valentine's Day, we gave away the hooker. And we had more response to this than any contest, any bit we did all year last year, so it's back. Somebody with the most hard-up story is going to be sent on an all-expenses-paid trip out to the ranch on Valentine's Day.
Who won that last year?
Poor old Tommy. A guy that was about to turn 40 years old, a leukemia survivor who was forced to grow up in a small travel trailer behind his parents' home, and he would spend his adult life working in the carnival until leukemia caused him to have to not work.
So did he spend a whole weekend up there?
Changed his life. Went out there for a weekend. Absolutely changed his life. We're going to change somebody else's life this year, but you better have a hard-up story.
How did it change his life?
He came back a new man. His voice, you could...
Well, he came back laid.
Right, yeah, he hadn't had sex since the Reagan administration.
Mm. Yeah, Hootie Tommy!
He came back confident. He came back strong. He was ready for the second half of his life to be much more successful than the first. We're going to do the same thing for somebody this year. Well, I haven't said employees of the station aren't eligible.
All right, two-minute drill time right now.
I don't think Mike's hard luck story would quite qualify.
No. This is brought to you by CTX and Southern Lexus. Here's how we do it. You get 30 seconds or until we determine that your stories become tiresome, whichever happens first. Start what you have to say with the words...
Are we playing Twister?
Be ready to go when we come to you. Turn your radio down. Don't ask us how we are and expect nothing from us by way of response or reply. And here are the 6 simple edicts, and this can go wherever you like. We ready? You're on the 2-minute drill, go.
Are we playing Twister?
No, we're smoking pot.
You're on the 2-minute drill, go.
Are we playing Twister? I wonder if any time during Grego's drug addiction, if he ever uttered the word,
Cat, I got a tennis shoe right under the cheek, Cat.